didn't even need to, but it went to the hospital. And
I didn't know what an outgrow was, so I took it out with a step back or something. You had OUT, I don't know what it was, so I took it out.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Welcome to the first Shabbat that we have together after High Holy Days. It is wonderful to be able to share the festival of Sukkot, and it was lovely to sip and schmooze with those who were here before, and we'll do more sipping and schmoozing after. I want to welcome everyone at our service tonight, especially our 20-year members. We're celebrating the 20 years on the 20th. It's hard to believe, I know, that we've spent two decades together, but it's wonderful, and we are so glad that you are here. And for those of you who have not met Sharon Kaufman, Sharon, raise your hand. Sharon is our new youth director and assistant educator, and tonight is her birthday. So please go up and wish her a happy birthday. We've been wishing her a happy birthday all day, and we are just delighted that she's here and with us and that we can celebrate with her. Our opening medley, or opening song tonight, is Psalm 29, and because we are using Sukkot inserts, we're using our Gates of Blue, the seat pockets in front of you, for the first time in a long time, page
122. Avul Adonai, Adonai, Kevod Shemo. Ishtach Avul Adonai, Beidrat Kodesh, Kol Adonai, Alamagim, Al Hakavod, Irim, Kol Adonai, Amayabim, Kol Adonai bakoach, Kol Adonai beadar, Kol Adonai shaver arazim, Vayshaver Adonai et ardei alvanon, Vayarkidem gemo egel levanon vesiryon kemo כמו בין רעמים, כל אדוני חוצב לבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מידע. midbar, achil Adonai midbar kodesh, kol Adonai echol el hayadot, vayechetzov ye'arot, uvechalov kulo omer kavod, kulo omer, kulo omer kavod, Adonai lamabul yashav, vayeshev Adonai melech leolam, Adonai oz le'amo yiten, Adonai yevarech et amo v'shalom.
Our candle lighting can be found on page 117, and it's my pleasure to welcome Judy Braun and Dennis McLaughlin and Matthew McLaughlin. How exciting is that? A McLaughlin trio. Page 117.
Source of mercy, continue your loving care for us and our loved ones. Give us strength to walk in your presence on the paths of righteousness, loyal to your Torah, steadfast in goodness. Keep far from us all shame, grief, and anguish. Fill our homes with peace, light, and joy. O God, fountain of life, by your light do we see light.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Parsher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Blessed is the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who hallows us with his mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech
We continue to welcome in Shabbat with Lechu Neranena on page 118. Continue with Lecha Dodi on page 123. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 9.
Lecha Lecha Dodi, Likrat Likrat Kala, B'nei B'nei Shabbat Nekabela. Lecha Lecha Dodi, Likrat Likrat Kala, B'nei B'nei Shabbat Nekabela. Lecha Lecha Dodi, Likrat Likrat Kala, Shabbat Shabbat
you remain standing and turn to page 129 for Baruch Hu. Praise be Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, whose word brings on the evening. His wisdom opens heaven's gates. His understanding makes the ages pass and the seasons alternate. And his will controls the stars as they travel through the skies. He is creator of day and night, rolling light away from darkness and darkness from light. He causes day to pass and brings on the night. He sets day and night apart. He is the Lord of hosts. May the living and eternal God rule us always to the end of time. Blessed is the Lord whose word makes evening fall.
Shema Yisrael.
Please be seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol me'odecha ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha beveitecha Uvlech techa vaderech, uvshoch becha uvkumecha, ukshartam leot al yadecha, behayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvish arecha. Lema'an tizkeru vaasitem et kol mitzvotai, vitem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiot lachem l'elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your being. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates together. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. All this we hold to be true and sure. He alone is our God, there is none else, and we are Israel, his people. He is our King, he delivers us from the hands of oppressors and saves us from the fists of tyrants. He does wonders without number, marvels that pass our understanding. He gives us our life, and by his help we survive all who seek our destruction. He did wonders for us in the land of Egypt, miracles and marvels in the land of Pharaoh. He led his people Israel out forever to serve him in freedom. When his children witnessed his power, they extolled him and gave him thanks. Freely they acclaimed him king and full of joy. Moses and all Israel sang this song. Grant, O eternal God, that we may lie down in peace and raise us up, O sovereign, to life renewed. Spread over us the shelter of your peace. Guide us with your good counsel, and for your name's sake, be our help. Shield us from hatred and plague. Keep us from war and famine and anguish. Subdue our inclination to evil. O God, our guardian and helper, our gracious and merciful ruler, give us refuge in the shadow of your wings. O guard our coming and our going, that now and always we will have life and peace. Blessed is the Lord whose shelter of peace is spread over us, over all his people Israel, and over Jerusalem. Together on the bottom of page 133. The people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath in every generation as a covenant for all time. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel. For in 6 days the eternal God made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested from his labors.
Ve'shamru b'nei Yisrael
please rise for the tefillah. You'll find on the back inside cover of your prayer book. Adonai tzvatai tivtach ufi yagid tehilatecha. Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu ve'elohei avotenu ve'imotenu. Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Leah, Elohei Rachel. Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Vahanora, El Elyon. Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Bekone Hakol, Bezocher Chasde Avot V'imahot, Umevi Geula Livne V'nehem. Lema'an Shemo Be'ahava, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagen, Baruch Ata Adonai, Gen Abraham Ve'ezrat Sarah. Continue on page 135. Eternal is your might, O Lord. All life is your gift. Great is your power to save. With love you sustain the living. With great compassion give life to all. You send help to the falling and healing to the sick. You bring freedom to the captive. Keep faith with those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, Master of Might? Who is your equal, O Lord of life and death, source of salvation? Blessed is the source of life. Please be seated. It's been such a beautiful week this week and a great week to celebrate the holiday of Sukkot. We would read the Sukkot insert to praise God and be thankful for this beautiful week of Sukkot on page 137. We read in English together. Our God and God of all ages, be mindful of your people Israel on this day of Sukkot, and renew us love and compassion, goodness, life, and peace. This day, help us to a fuller life. Amen. We think to the greater world in which we live and hope that our sukkah, our sukkot shalom, will be over the entire world and create a more peaceful world for all of us to be in, and that this holiday will remind us of all the power that we have to create peace in our world. As we sing Shalom Rav together on page 140.
Shalom. Five shaloms. Shalom. A little higher. Shalom.
The Misha Berach is a beloved prayer in this community, one that connects us all to each other, one that connects us to those who are in need of our prayers, of our strength for healing. We think of all the people that we know, the people in our hearts, in our communities, our friends, our family members. We think especially to those communities affected by something larger than themselves, to those of our family members and friends who live in Boulder and Longmont, Colorado, who are in need of our strength and our prayers to help rebuild after natural disasters. To all of the people who need our strength and our healing, we sing Misha Berach, which can be found on the back inside cover of your prayer book. Take a moment for silent prayer.
Shalom bimromah Yaaseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael Ve'imu amen Ve'imu amen Ve'imu amen Ve'imu
Page 524, it's time to shake the lulav and bless the lulav. And there are many different ways to look at the lulav and etrog in this, at this time in our holiday. The etrog, I hope you come up. Just don't break off the tip because then it's not kosher anymore. The etrog has a pitom at the end which says that it is whole. We hold it upside down to start the, and after the blessing, we turn it right side up. It symbolically is the heart. And then we see the three species right here. The palm being equated with our spine, the myrtle with our eyes, and the willow with our lips. I'm not crazy about the fact that Sukkot comes 5 days after Yom Kippur. I would have liked a vacation this week and then to come back to another holiday. But God didn't consult with me when God was writing the Torah. God just said, take these four species of Israel and bless them. We are the ones who figured out the ritual of how to bless them. And we are the ones who take the symbolism into our lives. We come out of the High Holy Days with cleansed souls and cleansed lives. And here Sukkot reminds us it's a full package. Your mouth, watch what you say. Your eyes, see what's going on in the world and do something about it. Your spine, if you don't have strength, then the community will help strengthen you. And your heart, broken or whole, must come together for a whole, complete person. Bring your whole self to every experience in this new year. As we shake the lulav, we have six different directions we go in, and we shake the lulav three times in each direction. Three times six, math geniuses? 18. Chai. Thank you very much. Everything this year is about l'chaim. So we do 18 shakes to say, please God, I want to be whole. If there's a part of me that is broken, when I finish lifting the lulav and blessing it, please help me be whole. Please open my heart up to goodness, because we know from the citron that it's very bitter. Please open my heart up to the fragrance of the citron, not the bitterness on the inside. And so we'll say the blessing together, but once we're done, you are welcome to come up and bless the lulav after services. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al netilat lulav. And now that we've blessed the lulav together, we feel this great sense of completion and continuance with our Torah portion. We have done what Jews have been doing for thousands of years.
Sukkot Shalom, a sukkah of peace, a strong, supportive place where you know that everything will be okay. Frankly, I don't believe in that. I'm going to tell you about my Sukkot Shalom, but first I'll start with what it isn't. It isn't anything that makes me feel like everything is going to be okay, because one thing I know is that sometimes things will be miserable. Nobody can tell me that that's not true, because bad things do happen, and even when they don't, on some lucky chance that nobody in my life dies or gets sick or gets hurt or hurts me, I promise you that my brain will find some way to create some kind of drama. And so not everything is going to be okay.
And yet, the purpose of this shelter of peace, this Sukkot Shalom, is not to whitewash our lives, leaving only the good and the peaceful. The sukkah is shelter during life's storms. The sukkah may be temporary, but its shelter is everlasting. As we peek through the thinly thatched roof towards the bright starry sky, we are reminded that even though we all deal with the troubles in life at one time or another, our sukkah, our shelter, is greater than the 7 days of Sukkot. It is the blanket of stars above us. It is who we share our days with. It is whatever understanding of God we have. Our sukkah does not hide us from the ups and downs of life, but provides us with that north star, that point of connection, that will always bring us back to each other, back to peace.
So what gives me shalom? What gives me peace? What gives me peace of mind? My Sukkot Shalom is a contingency plan. Like the Sukkot that we build in backyards and on Chabad trucks, and according to the Talmud, it is kosher to do it on the side of an elephant, my Sukkot Shalom is a temporary and tenuous structure that is largely organic and ever-changing. It's my backup plan. It's the people who I go to when the people who I usually go to don't have time for me. It's the frozen enchilada in my freezer from when I don't have time to make dinner. It's my faith that everything won't be okay, but that I'm strong enough and smart enough to figure out a way to sustain myself until I am, once again, temporarily okay.
And what gives me shalom? Shalom is about wholeness, about fixing what's broken. When we look out to the outside world and then inward to our own minds and bodies and souls, we sometimes see a lot that may feel broken. True peace, true shalom, is finding the joy in patching up the holes, in doing the work to repair what's fractured. I believe wholeheartedly that if each of us could do this work of shalom, the world would change alongside us drastically. Sukkot shalom for these 7 days is a physical manifestation of what we all try to dwell every day of every year, in a place of hope, of possibility, surrounded by those we love.
One thing that's important to note about my Sukkot shalom is that, much like a physical sukkah, I have to build it and decorate it and fill it in order for it to exist. If we don't nurture our relationships, we won't have a community to help us out. If we don't have some frozen food lying around, we won't have dinner some nights. If we don't do our parts to encourage a flourishing, just, and equitable democracy in both the United States and Israel, I don't want to know what's going to happen. A Sukkot Shalom is not a protective veil that hangs over us, transcendent and untouchable. A Sukkot Shalom is a project, and then, built and decorated, it is our peace of mind.
Stars above me blinking, they must know just what I'm thinking. It's so empty and so cold, alone at night. The wind whips up around me and I'm kinda glad it found me, 'cause when it blows I know I'll be alright. A kiss from God with each little leaf drops upon my head. Oh, how small we are, must sky becomes our blanket and the ground below becomes our bed. 'Cause in this Sukkot Shalom, your love surrounds me. Sukkot Shalom, and it's all around me. I know I'm safe and protected in this world that is your home, your Sukkot Shalom. Baruch atah Adonai, Ma'ariv Arabim. Baruch atah Adonai.
Ma'ariv Aravim.
We rise for Alenu on page 615. You may be seated.
So now I am thrilled to invite the TJAM Project, Teen Jewish Alternative Music Project, up to sing for you a new version of Esa Einai, from Where Will My Help Come From? The mountains where we look to Adonai.
Up, you're not there. I'm not ready, I'm not prepared. I need strength to climb. I reach yet still I find that I'm weak and I'm scared. As I night Harim, Megayin Yavo Yavo Ezri, Esainai El Harim, Megayin Yavo Yavo Ezri. I need rest,
I can't sleep,
awake and still I grieve. So if I fall out of reach, don't leave me be. Sinai, El Harim, Meyayin Yavo Yavo Ezri. Sinai, El Harim, Meyayin Yavo Yavo Ezri.
Where is my joy when the world turned dark? Where is my faith when I am torn apart? Where is my strength until the pain subsides?
Where is the light when I can't realize
that rest be upon me, let peace be with me, let rest be upon me tonight, tonight,
tonight. El Harim. Me'ayin yavo yavo ezri, esayinai 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 el harim. Me'ayin yavo yavo ezri.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction to the Kaddish, our prayer of memory, at a time when we invite into the Sukkah all of our ancestors and all of those who brought blessing to the world. We bring into this Sukkot Shalom the memories of our loved ones, cherished and precious. For at B'nai Shalom, none of these people are names. They are real people. They lived, they breathed, they loved, they sustained. In our year of mourning, we remember with deep love and affection our beloved members. Ruth Goldberger, Gertrude Cohen, Cindy Adock, Al Rubinstein, Chaim Borenstein. And we mourn the many, many losses in the past 30 days for our members. Sydney Korupchak, friend of the Mulstein family. Barbara Blumenfield, friend of Rabbi Cameron. Don Wolf, brother of Dr. Warren Wolf, uncle of Sue Calway. Connie Dixon, mother of Dave Dixon. Wesley E. Soyster, uncle of Lynn Miller. Ann DeCenza, mother of Greg DeCenza. Laura Levin, grandmother of Marcy Schreibman. Wilk Breeding, grandfather of Nat Breeding. Peter Morley, uncle of Philippa Hinman, great uncle of Stuart Hinman. Mary DiLorenzo Knight, friend of the Plotkin family who died at the Navy Yard. And all those who died at the Navy Yard this week. Mel Hoffman, brother of Howard Hoffman. And we mourn Laura Jane Ketchum, grandmother of Hannah Spiro. We mourn the Yahrzeits this Shabbat of our beloved member, Harold Herman, husband of Anne, father of Tom. And we mourn all of our loved ones. Hyman Berman, Irving Marcus, Helen Miller, Robin Schween, Albert Berman, Margaret Barron, Gerald Goldman, Edward Hartendorp, Florence Rosenberg, Harry Sonnenblum, Mary Ann Fieri, Mel Berman, Larry Gurin, Leo Hymoff, Judy Turner, Kel Brust, Marion Cornell, Fred Frant, Ned Stutman, Naomi Tapper, Ken Bruntel, Emma Jordan, Rose Skolnick, Bernard Tinkelman, Noah Yacht, Meyer Handler, A. Robert Pfeiffer, Sophie Holdstein, Emmanuel Klimpel, Simon Schmall, Morris Spector, Mark Biggs, Milton Wurtzman, Elizabeth Engel, Tonya Jacobson, Dottie Schick, Arthur Schulman, Margaret Keel, Roslyn Tovsky, and Susan Glenberg. Zichronam Livracha, may each of their memories be in our hearts and in our lives as we have the honor of rising to say the Kaddish and create sacred memory on page 629. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shimei rabah, ama divra chirutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon v'yomechon uv'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agalau v'zman kari v'yimru amen. Yehe shimei rabah mevarach le'olam ome omaya. Yid barach v'yishtabach v'yid pa'ar v'yid ramam v'yid naseh v'yid hadar v'yid aleh v'yid talal shmeid kutsha b'richu le'ela min kol birchata v'shirata tushbichata v'nechamata da'amiran b'yalma v'imru amen shlama rabba min shemaya v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'mroav, hu yase shalom, aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael, ve'imru, amen. For us, for all the peoples of the world, may the blessings of life and the promise of peace come true, and let us all say, amen. We turn now to the Sukkot Kiddush, which can be found on page 721, and I would like to invite up all those adults with anniversaries or birthdays in the month of September. Come on, September birthdays and anniversaries. I won't ask you how old you are. You want to hold it? The Drasnans are celebrating 53 years together. Wow. That is amazing. Absolutely. Yeah.
It takes us a long time.
The Courtneys are celebrating 35 years together. Yeah, any other anniversaries? We won't ask you how old you are. Those of you who are on the Bima who have a birthday, you're not going to age this year. We wish you mazel tov. We hope and pray life is good and kind to you, that many of your dreams come true, and that you will always be surrounded by loved ones. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei peri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bachar banu mikol aham, v'romemanu mikol lashon, v'kiddushanu b'mitzvotav. Vatiten lanu Adonai Eloheinu v'yahava. Shabbatot limnucha u'moedim lesimcha, chagim uzmanim lesason. Et yom ha-shabbat hazeh, ve'et yom chag ha-sukkot hazeh. Zman simchatenu mikra kodesh, zecher litziat mitzrayim. Kivanu v'charta v'yotanu kidashta mikol ha'amim. V'shabbat u'moedei kodshecha b'yahava u'vratzon b'simcha u'vsason hinchaltanu. Baruch atah Adonai mekadesh ha'shabbat v'Yisrael v'hazmanim. Amen. Amen. We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as a joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. You may be seated. Stay until you get your breath. Now I'd like to call upon all the 20-year members to come forward for a blessing. I saw Bill Aide here, didn't I? Is he outside? Tell him to come on in. He can abandon security. It's hard to believe that you're completing 2 decades with our congregation. And yet, when you look at your children, you know they are all grown and successful and out in the world. And when we look at each other, we know that we've shared so many things, joys and sorrows, good times and bad, moments of, yay, Bill. Thank you. In a world where people don't always stay connected for long periods of time, thank you for sustaining this congregation with your goodness and your mitzvot and your devotion for 20 years. This is your place. This is your home. We are your community. And we thank you, each and every one of you, for the goodness you bring forth, for the volunteerism that you share, and most of all, for being our family. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you. And may we stand here at 25 and 36 and 50 so that we can rejoice in being together in this community. Come up and see me afterwards. There are certificates for all of you. Mazel tov.
Thank you.
You can silent applaud for our 20-year memory. And if you'd like some coffee.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
My name is Scott Bauer, and I'm president of Temple B'nai Shalom. A special welcome and congratulations to all our 20-year members and everyone celebrating a birthday and anniversary. 35 years? Thank you, Rabbi Perlin and Rabbi Cameron, for leading us in worship tonight. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you to the T-Jam Project for leading us in song. Thanks to everyone who helped make Sip and Shmooze a huge success before services and for arranging the weather to make it happen. Tomorrow, join Minyan Makers for light breakfast at 8:15 and for Shabbat morning worship at 8:45. Tomorrow is also the Beit Shabbaton from 1 to 5 p.m. And from 7 to 5, join Hannah and Rabbi Cameron in the Sukkah for Havdalah.
5 to 7.
I'm sorry?
5 to 7,
I'm sorry. Did I say 5 to 6? It says here, from 5 to 7. As I was going to say, 5774 has been a busy year. In fact, these announcements have been, well. Aside from everything I just mentioned that's going on tomorrow, on Sunday, religious school is back in session, celebrating Sukkot. For all the 2 to 5-year-olds and their parents, Cradle Roll meets from 9 to 10. Junior Beastie and Feastie have field day from 12:30 to 3. PostCon has their first meeting at 6 p.m. at the Perlins, and Sisterhood has their opening event, Champagne and Chocolates, at 7 p.m. That's all Sunday. On Tuesday night, aside from Hebrew school, Hebrew for non-Jews class begins meeting. On Wednesday, the Life program has dinner, service, and study in the Sukkah with Rabbi Cameron starting at 6. Thursday, the Children of Aging Parents group meets at 7:45, and next Friday, we celebrate consecration in Simchat Torah. That's 1 week in the life of Temple B'nai Shalom. Yeah. A week from Saturday is Brunch and Learn at the Perlins, and Saturday morning is Tat Shabbat service at 11. And on Sunday the 29th at 7 p.m., join us for TBS Night at the Movies when we screen The Syrian Bride. I'm told your favorite movie-watching snacks will be provided. Well, as you can tell, with all that's going on, it has never been more important to check your call and weekly email. As you can tell, there's truly something going on for everyone. I hope to see you many, many times this week, and probably 6 times on Sunday. After services, join us for Onig in the Social Hall. If you're new to TBS, as I've said times before, the black and white cookies are my favorite. If we don't have any of those, the challah can't be beat. If you have any other questions or would like more information, our membership committee and members of the board would be happy to speak with you. Have a peaceful Shabbat and a terrific week. Shabbat Shalom.
And if you do want to take your dessert into the sukkah, so you have the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, you're more than welcome to do that. And we thank Brotherhood and Sisterhood for putting it up and decorating it. And this is so sturdy. We're just really pleased that a few of our members know how to use tools. Our closing song this Shabbat Sukkot is Eight Dodim from the Song of Songs, Chapter 6. And can I put the words in the service folders so that you can sing with her?
Eight Dodim.
For the benediction. Eloheinu, our God, you were the God who sustained us for 40 years in the wilderness, and the God who placed us into the promised land, and the God who has taken a sacred journey with our people from Sukkot to Sukkot for millennia. Tonight we are grateful for those who surround us, for family and friends and loved ones and community, creating a sukkah of peace over us and our lives, even though the world has been in chaos and will continue to be. We thank you, God, that we are here alive on this Shabbat Sukkot and that we can open our hearts to those who need us. Adonai oz la'amo yiten, Adonai yivarech et amo v'shalom. God gives you the strength you need when you need it. And God blesses your life with peace even when you don't see. Shabbat Shalom.